This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Blue Demon Wrestling on the air. 43-27. Albia gets the South Central Conference win over the Big Red from Centerville. And Joe Sinclair joining me up here high above the mats. Joe, we got a 100 win, career win winner, and Shadow Lushen and his brother Brett just one behind him. Now, Shadow, do you have bragging rights now that you have 100 before Brett?
Not really, you know. I mean, he's just about to get it right after me. I mean, if it was Thursday, it might be a little bit better.
Well, that was a great match for you out there to get your 100th win, Shadow, and it was a pin in the first period. How many pins do you have now?
I'm not for sure. I couldn't tell you.
A good portion of them have been pins. That one there, you just bulldog that guy right to his back, and your trademark, take him down, let him up, take him down, let him up. You just wanted that pin, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted it on a good note.
You know, the team came out, they were the aggressors. You guys were the aggressive all night. Was that something before you came out as a team that the coach was talking about? Because it seemed like that really was the focus, to go out and be the guy bringing it to the opponent.
Yeah, Coach Winger told us tonight we got to go out here and show our home crowd why they came to watch us, you know. And we were just thinking we got to go out here and show them why they came. And we just all had the mindset that we had to go out there and be the aggressors and show the ref that we shouldn't get stalling calls because we're being the aggressor, you know.
Well, it was a great aggressive wrestling effort by you and the rest of your teammates. And as you look up, the stands are mostly full on the south north side here of Blue Demon fans. And it's nice to see a nice crowd for the home meets. You go to some of those away meets, and their home crowds aren't much.
Yeah, I know. It just shows that we got some support behind us this year.
What's it mean to you, Shadow, to get that 100 win?
It just tells me that I've been working, you know, and I've reached a milestone in my high school career of wrestling. But, I mean, that's not all I want is 100, you know. I mean, a state title is better than 100 wins by far. But, I mean, just knowing that I've got 100 on my high school career just makes me feel good.
Having that taste, of being in the championship match, that give you a little bit extra, a little something coming into the season. And it also tells you the work it takes to get there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it also means I have a target on my back. When I go to tournaments and stuff, people are saying, hey, that kid got second at state last year. We got to go out there and wrestle him harder than we did last year. And, I mean, that just makes me feel good because when I go to practice, I just have that in mind, knowing that people are out to get me, but I'm just not going to let it happen.
Who's the toughest kid in practice?
Well, I only wrestle Griffin, so, I mean...
I got to tell you, who's the toughest kid in the home? Because, I mean, you got Shadow, Bryce, and Brad. Can you imagine that for that one wishbone left in the food table? You know, I can't imagine what you guys are like at Thanksgiving time fighting over that wishbone.
I think Brett might be the toughest just because he's bigger. That's the only reason why. There's no other reason.
I tell you, Brett wrestling up to 182 in that match. Well, that was a long 104, wasn't it, for him? A minute four, Brett, with about 3 inches separating himself from a pin. That was the character that Brett's made out of.
Yeah, and that's what we need on the team, is someone like that to show us that you can't fight off your back.
Well, Shadow, congratulations, young man. 100 victories on a young career, and I think 200's in sight.
Yee-hee, yee-hee.
Now right. We've got Shadow's brother, Brett, up. He's a 99 career win. You're going for 100 next. Tell us about your opponent, Brett, and what you plan on doing to execute to get that 100th win.
I'm wrestling Julio Sanchez from Grinnell. I wrestled him last year in districts, and I'm pretty sure I pinned him. And this match, I'm just going to go out there, get a quick takedown, and I'm not going to mess around and let him up. I think I'm just going to go straight for the pin and get the match over with, hopefully.
You got a little family on the other side as well with Jack. Does that kind of add to the rivalry a little bit? Or and you guys maybe know some of the other Grinnell wrestlers simply because of that connection.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. He's a good cousin. He told me I was going to wrestle Julio, and I don't know if he's really good friends with Julio because he told me to go out there and beat his butt. But yeah, not much rivalry, I guess.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your match against Centerville there. You moved up 12-pound weight class and really did a good job of dominating Houston Moore, your Centerville opponent. Got a little bit too aggressive on a tilt there. And what were you thinking as you got reversed there and had to fight your way off your back for a minute?
All I was thinking is that I wanted to get my 100th win in front of our home crowd, and I wasn't going to let one mistake ruin it for me. So I just fought 110% to get off my back, and paid off, I guess.
That showed a lot of heart, and you did such a good job fighting your way off your back there. You even, after he moved that half knelt, reverse half into a headlock, you got your arm out, and he didn't have anything but your head there for about 5 seconds. How's your neck right now?
Yeah, it's a little sore. He was choking me out for a little bit. I was hoping the ref was going to call it, but there's only like 5 seconds left, so he just let it go, I guess. But, yeah, my neck's pretty sore right now.
Well Brett, you're on a mission as well. You know, you were wrestling such a good season last year, got to the well, and I know you were not happy with where you finished. So what's the mindset going into this season? What were those things that you were saying, I've got to do these things and to progress to where I want to be at in February?
Yeah, not placing motivated me to pretty much work harder this season because I want to at least place top three this year. I've been working harder in the wrestling room. I got great teammates, and they're all pushing me, and I think it's going to be a great season.
All right, you wouldn't give a straight answer, but who's the toughest guy in the wrestling room?
Toughest guy in the wrestling room, probably Shadow.
I was going to say Schofield. Shadow's
pretty tough, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quick, he works hard, and he's always pushing us.
Brett, congratulations, 99. We're going to make it 100 here in a little bit, and go have a great season. It's going to be a lot of fun watching you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck on getting that 100th win, Brett. Congratulations on 99.
Thank you.
Joey, the minute four that Brett had to survive there in that last matchup, that tells you everything about the type of athlete and character that Brett Leshen has. You knew, and I knew, that he was going to will his way out of that somehow, some way.
Wrestling will teach a young man more about himself than anything that a parent or a teacher or a coach can teach him about himself. And Brett Leshen just taught us what he already knew about himself that he'd learned from all that time in the wrestling room, on the mat, getting that practice done. He's not a quitter. Nothing will make that kid give up. And against all odds, giving up a whole bunch of weight against a very fit, muscular opponent, he was able to fight his way off his back, be conservative, and get the win.
And Shadow hit it right. Shadow said that was a great example for the rest of the team of what it takes, and that's the type of leadership your team needs. This team, when they get healthy, they're still a very, very good team right now, but when they get healthy, this has a making to be a very, very special Blue Demon Wrestling team.
We're really looking forward to the future of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling program, both to finish up this 2012-2013 campaign, as well as into the future. And here on 96.7 KIIC, we are proud to bring you live wrestling action, both home and away, for your Albia Blue Demon wrestlers.
We're going to take the show on the road Thursday night. We're heading over to Moravia, and we'll have that contest for you. So while we get set up for our final, our nightcap, Albia versus Grinnell, after Grinnell and Centerville go out of here in our next varsity matchup, we'll take a quick timeout, go back, give you some of that great country music, get you updated with the weather, and an update from all the sports that's going on in the state in this great big world of ours from Radio Iowa. And we'll be back. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers bringing you this exclusive of Blue Demon Wrestling. Don't go anywhere.